If you leave me now, you'll take away the biggest part of me. 如果你现在离开我，你将带走我最重要的部分。欢迎收听可可听歌学英语，我是今天的主播 Candice。这首 If You Leave Me Now 是美国芝加哥乐队一首脍炙人口的情歌，出自乐队1976年的同名专辑 Chicago X。当年的这首歌是一出现就雄踞了 Billboard Hot 100的冠军位置。这首浪漫而忧伤，渗透着浓浓离别愁绪的情歌呢，成为了芝加哥乐队最经典的代表作，几十年来传唱无数，被世界各地多名的歌手和乐队来翻唱。下面先来收听到原版的 If You Leave Me Now， 来自于 Chicago。这个版本女声来自于杜丽莎，中非混血儿，也是香港流行的乐坛明星，纵横了乐坛30年。她移民到了加拿大，后来呢返回香港。郑秀文、薛凯琪和梁咏琪还有张柏芝呢，都曾经是她的学生。清丽的声音同样是带着离愁别绪。现在您听到的这个声音来自于方大同，在接下来的时间里呢，就让大同的声音来陪伴我们听歌学英语。We've come too far to leave it all behind. 我们来得太远，以至于不能够让它远去。 Come too far 是指走得太远了。听几个例句。 We've come too far, turn the car around and go back. 我们已经走了很远，把车调过头来往回开吧。 We've come too far, turn the car around and go back. We cannot let this moment slip away. We have come too far and accomplished too much. 我们不能够再让机会溜走，已经走了这么远，完成了这么多事。 We cannot let this moment slip away. We have come too far and accomplished too much. 这个例句中的 slip away 也是之后的歌词中出现的短语，溜走的意思， slip away。A love like ours is a love that's hard to find. 我们的爱情是很难寻找的。How could we let it slip away? 怎能够让它溜走呢？说的是要珍惜这种难得的爱情。OK, come too far 是指走得太远，不要和 go far 混淆。Go far 一般表示成功、扬名，例如 She's got a good education and a charming personality, and she should go far. 她受过很好的教育，有极好的品格，因而呢，应该是大有前途的。She's got a good education and a charming personality, and she should go far. She's very clever and will go far in her new job. 她很聪明，将来呢，在新的工作岗位上大有前途。She's very clever and will go far in her new job.Go far 还有持久的意思，比如说这一点饮料和食物不够十个人来吃，那我们就可以说 This joint kind of food won't go far for 10 people. Leave behind 是一个常用的短语，表示留下、遗留。我们要留给下一代一个清洁的地球， Leave behind a clean world for future generations.When you go camping, please do not leave behind any trash. 当你露营的时候，请不要留下任何的垃圾。You take away the very heart of me. Ooh, 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 no, baby, When tomorrow comes, we'll both feel bad. 当明天来临的时候，我们都将难过。见一面少一面，谁又知道明天见的这一面会不会就是永别呢？说点积极的东西， Tomorrow is another day， 明天是新的一天， Tomorrow is another day， 这句话安慰人的时候经常用，尤其是当别人失望的时候。 Don't be too upset you didn't win the prize， Tomorrow is another day， 你没有得奖不要太难过了，以后还会有机会的。Don't be too upset you didn't win a prize. Tomorrow is another day. 下一个关于 tomorrow 的表达， As if there's no tomorrow. As if 是好像的意思，好像没有明天似的。 As if there's no tomorrow， 也就是说好像是最后一次机会似的。来听个例句体会一下。My wife went to the shops and was spending money as if there's no tomorrow. 我的妻子去商店拼命的花钱啊，就好像以后都没有机会去商店一样。也就是恨不得一次性把所有喜欢的东西都买光。事实上呢，买了又买，买了又买，是很多女生的通病吧。衣柜里明明有很多衣服，却总是说没有衣服穿。My wife went to the shops and was spending money as if there's no tomorrow.OK, 接下来的这个表达叫做 Tomorrow comes never, 字面翻译是明天永远都不会来的，说的是让人不要拖延，切莫依赖明天。 Tomorrow comes never. Do not leave your work until tomorrow. Tomorrow comes never. 别把你的工作留到明天，今日事今日做。确实，明日复明日，明日何其多呢？Tomorrow comes never 其实还可以说成 Tomorrow never comes. Again, you say you will do it tomorrow. Tomorrow never comes. 你又说明天才做，你的明天永远都不会来了。拖延症犯的时候呢，就告诉自己说 Tomorrow never comes. 尽量的去减少这种拖延症 Procrastination 拖延症 Procrastination. Baby, please don't go方大同，暖暖的声音，他的音乐表达着爱意，也诉说着思念，翻唱的歌曲也很多，但是呢，跟原唱比起来又都是另外一种风格。节目最后来播送一小段他的另外一首翻唱吧， Nothing's gonna change my love for you. If I had to live my life without you near meDays would all be empty.
what seems so long. With you I see forever, oh so clearly. I might have been in love before, but it never felt this strong.
此刻您收听到的节目是来自于可可英语网的听歌学英语，与您分享音乐心情，感悟英语点滴。我是 Kenneth， 新浪微博是 DJ Kenneth 婕妤。感谢收听本期节目，再见。